Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We know the Lord is faithful. If He tells you He'll do something, you can count on it. We don't have to be concerned about Him. If He's going to do His part, we should focus on our part. What's our part of this thing? Yeah, that's right. We learned one thing last week that's our part. Psalm 91. Are you there? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. Is saying important? How did God create everything we see? He said it. And it was. How do you get born again? You believe it in your heart. And you say it with your mouth. If you need a mountain moved out of your life, what do? You speak to it, right? And the list goes on and on and on. In what 2 Corinthians 4, he said, I believed, therefore I've spoken. We believe, and so we speak. So it gives God a legal right to work in our lives. And if we're going to expect protection, then we need to say out loud of our mouth, and not just one time and forget it for the next 20 years. When it crosses your mind, every time it's relevant, open your mouth and say, the Lord is my protector. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my shelter. He's my God. In Him I trust. You need to say it. You need to decree it. And it needs to be so that it's not just talk, that He is your God. Now, we went into some detail last week and went to different scriptures where God's people had forsaken God and replaced Him with something else in their life. And then when they got in trouble, they came and asked Him for help. And He said, why don't you ask your new gods? If you're not in covenant with God and you break covenant with Him, then, He's not in a place legally to protect. And we talked about our own nation, how serious it is that more and more people are saying, we don't want God. We don't want God in our schools. We don't want God in our government. We don't want God at the courthouse. We don't want God. We don't want God. Don't bring up that God stuff. Leave God out of it. Well, you can't put God out and keep His protection. Are you with me now? You can't push God out and expect His protection. So we can't control everybody. But as for us, right? As for me in my house, what do we say? The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my protector and my shelter. He's my God. In Him I will trust. And you don't mince words when you say it. You don't make apologies for it. You're not ashamed of it. If somebody else is not saying it, they ought to be. But let's go on today to another part. Back up to the first verse again, the first part. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Now, the language here, when you talk about protection, if you look up the words in the Hebrew and the Greek, you keep hearing words like shelter, refuge, covert. And it has to do with a covering. And it's very similar to your hands covering something. You ever done that? Maybe the wind was blowing or something was in danger and you reach over, you put your hands over it to cover it. Weren't you protecting it? That is the picture of what our God does for us. Is He able to do it? Can He cover us? And You'll find, we'll read some of these Psalms as the Lord helps us and goes along, but He keeps talking about a secret place. And it's not a place that's just secret to us. If it was, we'd be in trouble. We couldn't find it. We couldn't get in it. It's secret to the enemy. Oh, did you hear that now? He's talking about a place where you can come and see. It's this way to a degree today, but particularly back then, this is before the days of intercontinental missiles and nuclear weapons and all that. If a raiding army came against you, if you had a place you could get in and shut the door, then they couldn't get to you. Some of them dug places out of the sides of mountains. Some of them built huge stone walls. And you know it, you've read about it. But it had to do with a safe place. Where when the enemy came in, you could sound the trumpet. And everybody come a running. And get in the safe place. Get in the shelter. Put those great big railroad ties on the door. And if you had a high enough tower, you could get up in it and you could go, na 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 na, you can't get me. And just let them sit out there till they got hungry and thirsty and left. Well, we have an enemy. Don't we? Goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We got a devil, an enemy. But we got a God. And we got a secret place. We got a safe place in him where the enemy can't get us. He can't touch us. Oh, it makes him mad. Oh, it's frustrating to him. But we like it. Read that first verse to me again. What does it say? Dwell means live. Yes. You don't just visit here. You live here. Amen. In this what? Secret place of the Most High. Keep reading to me. Abide. Abide means live. Stay there. Abide. Where?
Under the shadow.
Under the shadow. What does it mean, shadow? Well, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So what do we mean, shadow? It just simply means He's over you.
Thank you, Lord.
And something trying to get you, it's got to come through Him. And nobody has done that yet. And it's never going to happen. That's not it. The enemy getting through God is not even a concern. The enemy penetrating and breaking through this shelter, this safe place, is not even a possibility. It's not even possible for the enemy. Then why do people get in trouble and get hurt and get destroyed? Because they don't get in the safe place. They don't stay in the safe place, or they leave the safe place. And outside, there's devils. There's curse. There's crazy people. Right? The world is a dangerous place. So it's not a matter of fixing the world. It's a question is, are you covered? Are you covered? Somebody say covered.
Covered.
Read that again. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. The Hebrew is lodge. Lodge. What if something is lodged in something else? It ain't coming out. Somebody said that thing's lodged in there. You can't get it out. Lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. This is where we get this term Shaddai or Shaddai. The Almighty, the All-Sufficient One. The One who meets all your needs. Glory to God. You don't have to leave. You don't have to go anywhere. That's why you can lodge. You can just stay there. Because He meets all your needs. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee. Oh, do you hear this? Now, I'm just going to keep on this for some time now, but that's what this word means. That's what all of these words come back to this. Shelter, refuge, protection, cover. Cover. Can God cover a man? Can God cover a woman? Can God cover a family? Can God cover a house? Can God cover a church? Can God cover a nation? It's because of God's covering that there still is a USA. Don't think, well, we're the mightiest power on the earth. Why? How? We're this and we're that. Without Him, we wouldn't make it through the night. I'm telling you. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but it's the truth. I said, it's the truth. The Bible said, unless the Lord keeps you, the watchman wakes in vain. Thank God for our troops. Thank God for our patrols. Thank God for all our armed forces and our National Guard and all our police and everything else. But I'm telling you what, you can put them all together, and without God, it ain't enough. It's not enough. Yeah, but we got weapons, and I don't care what you got. Without God, it is not enough. Other nations have existed longer than us and had more control of more of the earth than us for longer, and you can't even find them today. Can't even find them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Under His Wing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204B. That's R1204B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.